What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera. U.S. of A. Mm-hmm. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. Oh. I don't have anything to go with that.
Yeah.
If it isn't that time, you may be listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream free 24/7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast. I'm trying to read shit that's scrolling by. At
God,
iTunes.
That's really tough.
At your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com, however, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate Fuckaroni Tony out of it.
Nine! Welcome.
And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link or the banner on our webpage. Every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid.
This helps us out.
We get paid.
Oh, I just saw this on my sound effects. R.I.P. Dawn Wells.
2020, man.
Yeah.
And there's going to be
Marianne, no longer with us. There's only one cast member left.
Who?
Tina Louise. Ginger.
Ginger is still alive.
86 God. Years young.
Damn.
Still with us.
Ginger, fucking stay inside. Stay inside. Stay away from all your...
Yeah,
Hollywood
Marianne
events.
Died of the COVID.
Yeah.
Dawn Wells. Thanks, Trump.
It's goddamn bullshit, and I'm not trying to be funny or anything like that, but there's just going to be more of that.
Oh, yeah.
Not that that's, I don't mean just more like Gilligan's Island TV stars, where there could only be one more, I guess.
Right?
Like guest stars or whatever, but.
Unless some of the monkeys are still with us.
Did the monkeys do a Gilligan's Island?
No, I mean the monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
That were on the island.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, shit.
Inexplicably.
Oh, jeez, I'm way too hip.
Please clap.
Thank you.
You did that part. Social media. Hey, join us on our Twitter at Crab Diving during the show. We check that every once in a while. And we're also on the Facebook and the Instagram.
Right, Pat.
Not on Parler yet.
Yes. And also, I just want to say this. We got to get you VR goggles or the VR setup because do you think we should do a VR crab diving show?
No.
You don't want to do VR crabs?
No. No.
You walk around like.
Let's see what's going on in the world, everybody. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I reviewed some movies last night. Nothing nominated for anything, but I saw the. Are you familiar with Fox News?
Vaguely.
God, you know, Roger Ailes is a real fucking dirtbag.
I understand they're fake news now.
Jeez, dude. I mean, who's the actor that played Geraldo in the movie where I believe Charlize Theron?
Oh, I don't know. I know
Kelly.
Who we're talking about. I don't know.
Whoever played Geraldo, he only had like a few lines. Damn, he nailed it.
Yeah.
I mean, he looked just like that motherfucker. It was uncanny. And, it's just, I don't know. It's Fox is straight up creepy. Or it surely was with Roger Ailes.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sorry. Did anyone hand What's his face an Oscar for his portrayal of Roger Ailes, John Lithgow?
I don't think so. I mean,
shame on the industry for not recognizing that. He was, I mean.
Is that Bombshell?
No. Did he gain weight to play Roger Ailes, or is he in a fat suit? Because I'm actually worried about John Lithgow's health.
No, the name of the movie wasn't Bombshell?
Oh, yeah, it was. It was. I don't remember. The Megyn Kelly movie.
Charlize Theron, Nicole Kidman, Margot Robbie, based upon the accounts of women at Fox News who set out to expose CEO Roger Ailes. John Lithgow, Kate McKinnon, Connie Britton, Malcolm McDowell. Malcolm McDowell, was it? Allison Janney?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she was Ailes' lawyer. She comes in the room and Roger Ailes is in this conference room chilling with his wife. And these aren't spoiler alerts. This is just and Allison Janney walks in and says, Roger, we have some news. There are recordings. And she looks at his wife and she says, do you want to talk about this privately? And he goes, well, no, why? Why would I want to talk about this privately? They're recordings. They really portrayal of Roger Ailes is monstrous. I mean,
Tony Plana played Geraldo.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
And he's been in a ton of stuff. Well, see his picture.
I mean, damn, dude. Maybe you should get a side gig as being Geraldo for birthday parties or something. I don't know if there's a market for that.
Who the fuck is going to have kind of a horrible party? Who do you hate that you're going to throw a Geraldo impersonator party?
They're all out for some reason. It's COVID. It's the pandemic.
All we got left is Geraldo.
Yeah, all we got left. We don't have any more impersonators left. How sad.
Over at the Comedy Pinko Liberal HuffPo. There it is. Huckster Holly tries to hold up Biden win. This is Josh Hawley buffing his nips to get ready to throw his seditious hat in the ring.
Right.
In 2024. That's all this is about. He's trying to hold on to the Trumpers.
Okay.
So that they remember him in 4 years when he runs.
I mean, listen, my first thought when I read this is, who the fuck is this dickbag?
He's the guy that beat Claire McCaskill and flipped the Senate seat in Missouri.
Okay.
Missouri.
Right. Well, not a big fan so far.
He's a dick.
Yeah. Why does he think? I don't even understand his plan, really. I don't.
It's he tried to say, hey, I'm not saying there's fraud, but some of the states specifically didn't follow their own laws or some shit like that, you know, even though they were. And it was litigated before the fucking election.
So this guy's theory, I mean, at best, it's a concern.
At the very least, he squealed, Congress should investigate allegations of voter fraud and adopt measures to secure the integrity of our elections. But Congress has so far failed to act because there's nothing to investigate.
Hey, fuckhead, if you want to take my vote, come over here and get it, you piece of shit. Fuck him. This guy thinks he's some crackpot theory that he's going to, like, make everybody's vote not fucking count.
He knows it's not going to work. All they're going to do is delay it for 2 more hours. And everybody's got to get up and leave. Instead of everybody being there to count while Mike Pence opens the envelope and counts it and announces it. That's all he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
These Mo Brooks, that asshole, goes, back. And then Tommy Tuberville and Josh Hawley are going to leap up. And maybe a couple others now that someone else is breaking the old hymen there.
Oh yes, be careful on the pommel horse.
They'll say, well, you know, I think we should look at it too, and at least debate it, and at least let the American people hear the concerns.
They know it's a lie, though.
Of course they do.
So of course they do. Are we in?
And a lot of them are up for re-election.
Okay.
In a couple of years and 2024.
Do we have any laws or anything in this country or anything that says you can't overturn our, you know, like this seems, I mean, it's a legal affair. It's an election, man. I mean, we voted, more people voted for fucking Joe Biden.
Right.
Then fucking Trump. You know that, who's that kid, that Boston kid, needs to explain this. They voted for fucking Joe Biden, not fucking Trump. Biden. You know what I'm talking about, that kid?
Yeah.
Not fucking Trump.
The kid who was, he's like seven or eight or something, and his mom asked him about going somewhere, and he's like, no, because of the lockdown.
Right.
Why? Because it means you don't go fucking outside, you stay fucking inside.
He's right.
Yeah.
Those parents did a good job.
They did. Right, Shelby?
Or you know, I don't know. Or the kid sits around and watches CNN and everybody else in the house watches Fox. I doubt it.
No, mom was laughing her ass off.
Yeah, she was. She was. Mm-mm-mm.
So there you go. GOP senator, seditious Josh Hawley, scumbag, will now go down in history unless the fascists end up winning. And then they'll rewrite their own history.
Is he's not a traitor because why?
We're not. Well, it can't be treason. Yeah. Okay. But it can be.
I mean, it's un-American, or is that's kind of American.
Well, you know, they can object. They can object. It's just going to take 2 hours more. So then they have to waddle to their respective houses.
Who objects?
There has to be one of the House and one of the Senate.
Okay.
So there could be 50 howlers in the House. And if they can't get one senator, then tough to tay.
Tough to tay.
And it's happened before where people, you know, in one house or the other have objected. Maxine objected like crazy to, I think it was George Bush's win.
Okay. I'm going to suggest something that Biden could do that is ethically questionable, but hey, listen, we're in extraordinary times. What if Biden, offers, like legislators that come out and support his win, and you know, what if he offers them like they'll get, a bigger infrastructure package in their state or something like that, and here's a bag of cash. I mean, can he do that? Can he do anything like that to persuade these people to behave properly? Because
be very Trumpian.
I know, and it's unreasonable. But if we don't win that Senate, nothing will happen with the Senate.
Right.
The way we do things.
Nothing will happen with anything.
But you only need a few Republicans, though, on some things, right, to switch over if you want to pass it.
Right.
Okay. Can we pay them off when that happens? I don't give a fuck. I mean, what are we talking about? There's 340,000 dead people.
I mean, even in the highly unlikely event that the Senate were to vote to not support the electors.
Yes.
And then there's a whole can of worms. Well, I mean, it doesn't matter as long as the House votes.
At what point
but then it's a simple majority in the House.
Right.
Which means what if they hire a bunch of Proud Boys to kidnap six Democrats and hold them from the vote? Bless you.
Not COVID. Well, what if they...
Then suddenly the Republicans have a majority.
Why the fuck did you say that? House. Somebody heard that. Some Proud Boy was like, God damn. What? Hey, write that
come on.
Down.
That theory's out there already.
You think? They're just going to... They can't do that.
Well, I hope our Congress people are being protected and watched.
Okay.
I don't trust these right-wingers from trying that to keep... they just need to keep a handful from making it... From voting on the 6th.
I mean, okay, well, fuck.
I mean, then the country will be burning COVID. I mean, that's just what's going to happen. It'll be over. It'll be the end. That's the end of America.
Because
the cities will burn.
God damn.
Undoubtedly. If they do that. If they overthrow the legal election.
I mean, just think about it. I know we all don't know. What's Marianne from Gilligan's Island? What is her name?
Dawn Wells?
Don Wells died.
She did.
There's going to be a lot more people.
Yes.
Dying that you're going to recognize, you know, and I don't know what my point is. Don't come for the Partridge Family.
Super strain in SoCal is the headline over at the Drudge Report.
That sounds like bad news, Pat. Super strain.
I think most have been saying that.
Is this weed or corona?
That most of the experts have been saying that they think it's probably been here. It's just that we haven't been looking for it.
No, how would I fucking find it, though?
Because we're not testing here in this country for shit like that to stay ahead of the science. Because, you know, testing is dumb.
We're dumb. We're Neanderthals with fuck tons of guns. You know, we love college football. Stupid. Everybody's smoking spice.
The new, more contagious strain of COVID reported in the UK and Colorado has now been detected in Southern California, according to Gavin Newsom, the governor there.
Hell yeah, motherfuckers!
He announced it while speaking with Dr. Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, during a virtual convo about the pandemic.
Yeah. Why does America right now seem like a country where there are lots of people like driving motorcycles, like wielding flaming chainsaws and you know, and thunderdomes, two men enter, one man leave kind of mountain justice shit happening?
I don't think that Californians should feel that this is something odd, Fauci said. This is something that's expected, this new variant popping up.
Okay, thank you. It's not odd.
It seems to be transmitted more efficiently, but there's no indication that it is more harmful.
Yes.
And the current vaccines appear to be effective for it. So.
Right. Oh, that's good. Well, wait, the current vaccines?
Yeah.
Where's mine?
Oh, we're way down on the
list.
Where's
my fucking vaccine?
Way down. We are in Florida, which helps. Because,
but we're podcasters.
Because Ron DeSantis has been licking Trump's armpits for 4 years, 2 years.
Hey, Ron, one day you're going to look over your shoulder and you go, holy shit, every single person but me in the state of Florida is fucking dead. What happened?
American daily death record, peak COVID, Texas. I'm just reading some of the headlines here.
Yay.
Someone dying of the disease every 3 minutes in Los Angeles.
God.
Hollywood Productions shut down again.
Shit, man. Shut down again. Hollywood, there's plenty of shit. I'll stop complaining. I'll watch Bosch again. Go home.
This story is sad.
Okay.
But, I mean, maybe a lesson. I mean, probably not. But 41-year-old, no underlying conditions, Luke Letlow, newly elected Republican member of Congress to Louisiana, died Tuesday night from COVID. Just a few days before he would have been sworn into office, 41 years old.
So he died of COVID. They say he died of COVID complications, meaning like pneumonia or...
I think he threw a clot, maybe, but... Whoops.
Which is a stroke. Come on. He threw a clot, meaning...
Well, it could have gone to his lungs, too. Pulmonary or...
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't want to make this the medical show. Go ahead.
The state's newest congressman set to take office in January was admitted to Monroe Hospital on December 19th after testing positive for the COVID. He was later transferred to the Shreveport facility, placed in intensive care there.
God.
The doctor there said he had no underlying health conditions that would have placed him at greater risk.
Yeah. I mean,
he was from the small town of Start, Louisiana.
Like Start?
S-T-A-R-T in Richland Parish, which is, they call counties there.
Oh, is that a Catholic thing?
Was elected in a December runoff election.
Okay.
representing central and northeastern regions of Louisiana.
Well, shit, man. Damn. I mean, you know, we're going to start losing all kinds of people. What happens? What happens when we run out of healthcare workers? What happens when we have a big surge of this bullshit? A greater percentage of healthcare workers start getting infected, and they start saying, "You know what? We've been at this for so long. It's time for me to quit," or what? Whatever, you know. Are you worried about that?
That
what I just said we're going to start to lose healthcare workers.
Well, we are
out of exhaustion.
We already are in places.
Yeah. Isn't that alarming?
Or they'll get the COVID.
I don't care.
They might get the COVID too.
I don't care what your argument is for wearing a mask. And I don't know how you still wouldn't think this thing is deadly as fuck, but like, what do you say to that?
I don't know.
No, what do you say to that shit? What do you say to a dead fucking Marianne from Gilligan's Island?
He says he suffered a heart attack following an operation.
Right.
Underwent an operation related to the virus. That's all it says. And later went into cardiac arrest.
Okay.
I would think maybe they were going in to take a clot out.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I that's all I know.
Jeez. COVID sucks.
Let's see. We've got... We talked about this. The majority of people in France...
Does that make you want to go to a bar listening to that story?
...are saying they won't take...
You want to go to a bar later? You want to go to a bar?
Oh, yeah, sure. Why not?
What the fuck is wrong? Don't go to bars.
Let's go catch the COVID. Over at... Oh, we did though. Oh, those are your headlines. There you go. Oh,
okay.
Dr. Drew trending.
Oh, God. What did that fuck nut say? I used to like that guy.
Oh, tap dancing. My early comments about equating coronavirus with influenza were wrong. They were incorrect. I was part of a chorus that was saying that, and we were wrong.
Oh, okay. You're saying that many people in your community were saying that, and now you're taking less responsibility for it.
He's slithering away.
Fuck you.
Saying, you know, maybe I wasn't correct.
You know, Dr. Drew, and I watched your show, and I used to enjoy it. And then I went to a mental facility where I had a friend who was staying there, and I think it's shitty that you made a television show about that. I think that fucking sucks. And it sucks. God.
The celebrity rehab.
Yeah. Oh, it's disgusting. It really is. There's no entertainment value. Go to one of those facilities and you're like, no, you don't watch a show. That show fucking desensitizes people to shit. Anyway, fuck Dr. Drew.
Fuck Dr. Drew.
He's a fucking dickhead.
The in Georgia, meanwhile,
it's okay to cancel people that suck.
In Georgia, meanwhile, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp. Well, first of all, let me back this up. Donald Trump tweeted earlier today. He's angry diapers at at Brian Kemp and is calling for him to resign.
I'm calling for you to get a changing. How often does Trump get that diaper changed? Why is there no who's in the diaper changing department, and why do they not ever why don't we hear anything from them? They never leak a story. No pun intended.
Yeah.
No poo intended.
Trump tweeted, started the day off.
Ooh.
Actually, last night, 15 hours ago. So 12:49 a.m.
What do you think it's
he
like?
He was tweeting.
When he wakes up, what is he like? Is he nice?
I'm sure he's wonderful.
You think he's just a dick?
But he was tweeting. I mean, he tweeted at 7:40 p.m. last night, 10:44, that was a double tweeter, 11:57, so that's an hour later.
Damn!
So this was happened 17 hours ago. Okay. I love the great state of Georgia, but the people who run it, from the governor, Brian Kemp, to the secretary of state, are a complete disaster and don't have a clue, or worse. Nobody can be this stupid. Just allow us to find the crime. Listen to that. Allow us to find the crime. Allow us to keep digging until we invent something.
They don't have a clue, or worse, meaning they're incompetent or they're corrupt.
Just allow us to find the crime, turn the state Republican. The consent decree signed by the, in quotes, secretary. It is the secretary of state.
Yeah.
It's not quotes. With the consent of Kemp, is perhaps even more poorly negotiated than the deal John Kerry made with Iran. You don't negotiate these things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it turns out that Brad R's brother, that's Ratzenberger.
Okay.
The Secretary of State.
Yes.
Turns out Brad R's brother works for China, and they definitely don't want Trump. So disgusting. Hashtag MAGA. His brother does not work for China.
Okay.
There's a guy that works for China that has his brother's same last name.
Okay. Where does Trump get this then?
From
Alex
Newsmax.
Jones, WND?
Some asshole on Newsmax said it last night, and now they're jumping on it, even though it has literally been, it's not, he doesn't, his brother, he has a brother, not in, doesn't work for China.
But
there is a guy with that last name, but he is not the brother of the Secretary of State of Georgia.
You know, you could, yeah, this is nuts.
16 hours ago, the Wall Street Journal is very boring and incoherent editorial. Fails to mention my big and easy wins in Texas, Florida, Ohio, Iowa, and many other states that the Wall Street Journal and other joke polls said I would lose.
Joke poll.
Also, they failed to mention the fact that I got many Republican senators elected that, quite frankly, didn't have much of a chance, like 7, 8, or 9.
Jesus Christ. This guy wants to be taken care of.
The presidential election was rigged, with hundreds of thousands of ballots mysteriously flowing into swing states very late at night, as everyone thought the election was easily won by me. There were many other acts of fraud and irregularities as well. All caps. Stay tuned! Exclamation point. That was a three-tweeter.
You know, this guy is a
fucking... At midnight.
He is a gangster. You know, he has all these ties to Russia, to organized crime in Russia.
I'm just worried about this Iran thing. That's my main concern for the next 21 days.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm concerned about that, too.
Is that he may literally try to launch a war on Inauguration Day and say, ha, 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 Joe, here you go.
He's not going to do that. Well, wait. You know what's unreasonable about our country? We think, I don't know how to say this without sounding like, a guy says something like that. There's the idea that some dude could start a bullshit war with Iran and cause, like, irreparable damage.
Yes.
To this fucking country.
Yes.
Okay. Why? Why?
What do you mean, why?
I mean, is there something, you know, I think we need a new law. When you're president and you're lame duck guy, and if you're lame duck guy, here's what you get to do with your lame duck guy, I guess. You get to go to the basement. The basement's fun. There's flat screen television, there's a gym, there's an indoor pool, you can do all kinds of shit. But you can't leave there when you're lame duck. You can't be on social media.
You're not allowed to do anything?
No.
Go out to the tennis pavilion?
No. You're lame duck. You stay in the bunker. That's part of it.
So Trump tweeted, where's the one?
Trump twatted.
Then he said, new lot study, who does some right-wing bullshit?
Yeah.
Lunatics. Estimates 11,350 absentee votes lost to Trump in Georgia. Another 289,000 excess fraudulent votes across Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin.
Anybody worried about the death surge? Are you worried about the death surge at Vile Experience? Are you?
Oh, yeah. Not Trump, though.
Jesus Christ,
he's
man.
He's trying to make sure he overthrows this election.
I tell you what. I refresh the HuffPo. Every time, it's a nightmare. You listen to the Rachel Maddow show. It's not looking good. Not remotely.
Quote, Barack Obama was toppled from the top spot, and President Trump claimed the title of the year's most admired man.
Oh,
Trump number one, Obama number two, and Joe Biden a very distant number three. That's also rather odd, given the fact that on November 3rd, Biden allegedly racked up millions more votes than Trump, but can't get anywhere close to him in this poll. No incoming president has ever done as badly in this annual survey. And that's a quote of some asshole that was on Tucker Carlson.
So not
he's
like,
quoting this guy.
Not a study. He's not quoting a study.
No. Well, and then Trump says that's because he got millions of fake votes in the 2020 election, which was, all caps, rigged.
It wasn't.
It was not.
It was not, dude.
That was 6:29 a.m. So he went from 12:49 a.m. to 6:29 a.m. So like 5 hours later, 5.5 hours later.
So the maggots, you either have to strategize around them or you have to strategize with them. Is there any other possibilities for working with these people?
No. You have to marginalize them and stop listening to them.
You can't drug them. I mean, I'm kidding, but.
The 9 hours ago, the federal government has distributed the vaccines to the states. Now it's up to the states to administer. Get moving. I've got nothing to do with it anymore.
What do you do? Drop it off at the state line? And go fuck yourself.
And that's a lie.
Good luck, motherfuckers.
And then he tweeted $2,000 ASAP exclamation point. That's it.
Shit.
Hearings from Atlanta on the hearings. Wink, wink. From Atlanta on the Georgia election overturn now being broadcast. Check it out. OAN, Newsmax, and many more. Brian Kemp should resign from office.
Ooh.
He is an obstructionist who refuses to admit that we won Georgia big. Also won the other swing states.
If Brian Kemp is so hated and did such a poor job that he needs to resign... Who else is asking for this other than our crazy fucking diaper shitting president?
Well, his drooler followers.
Oh, okay. They are, huh?
Probably our representative.
They're probably asking for their nipples to be electrocuted just a wee bit.
Then he retweeted Team Trump, so one of the campaign accounts, that said, President Donald Trump needs you to demand they call a special session and hear the evidence. Time for state legislatures to take the election seriously. Contact your state legislatures now. Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Arizona.
Gosh, guys. Everybody calm down. This is not a thing. We don't need to do this.
Then, I don't know what this is, but AfricaWorldNewspaper.com.
AfricaWorldNewspaper.com. How may I help you?
I don't know that it's... I've never heard of it.
I never have either.
But Trump retweeted this.
The paper...
And said, the headline, President Donald J. Trump is Africa World Man of the Year 2020. Thank you. A great honor. He retweets.
Holy shit. I mean, you know... Okay, what else is this country up to other than naming Donald Trump Man of the Year?
Well, I don't know what Africa World's up to.
No.
3 hours ago, Twitter is shadow banning like never before.
Oh my God.
A disgrace that our weak and ineffective political leadership refuses to do anything about big tech.
And he just says big tech?
Refuses to do anything about big tech. They're either afraid or stupid. Nobody really knows.
You know, Trump, you don't have to put up with a shadow banning bullshit, right? There's some resource he can take.
It's not happening.
He's not being shadow banned.
No.
But he says he is.
It's not happening.
And what does that mean? When you get shadow banned on Reddit, what does it mean?
That it well, on Reddit, it's different. Shadow banning, ghosting on Reddit is pretty brutal. you can't do anything. But on Twitter and Facebook, shadow banning is you didn't get like any complaints or, you know, necessarily, or you're not taken down for any bad stuff, that you're secretly delisted, and no, people have a harder time seeing your bullshit in their feeds.
Can you show shafts?
On Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Twitter is
shaft friendly.
On 3 hours ago, all caps, January 6th, see you in D.C. exclamation point.
That's crazy.
For
what?
The United States, 2 hours ago. Any of these have anything to do with COVID or, I don't know, the terrorist in Nashville or a myriad other things? The black man gunned down by another white cop?
Is this thing
none of these. The last 23 tweets I just looked like at are all him whining and bitching about the fucking his fraud hoax.
What is January 6th going to be for these people? I mean, like, what is the theme of the
protest? I don't know what he thinks is going to happen. I don't know what they think is going to happen. Are they going to show up with their guns and force Congress to accept Trump's electors?
I don't know. I don't know. I think it's crazy to get...
You know, D.C. police are going to be ready for that bullshit.
Oh, sure. They're going to love
that. They're not going to put up with that. They hate you.
Hell no. They're going to like, time to crack some skulls, guys.
Then this is just a lie. He said the United States. The United States had more votes than it had people voting by a lot.
The United States had more votes than it had people voting?
It's just utterly not true. This travesty cannot be allowed to stand. It was a rigged election, not even fit for third world countries. You're making it that way.
There's no evidence, though.
And then here we go, an hour ago. Watching Fox News is almost as bad as watching fake news CNN. New alternatives are developing.
Damn! Oh, shit! But Trump...
There you go.
But Trump, they're going to fall out of love with your shit.
Get ready for Trump TV.
Do you think he could take over for what Fox does and make money?
No.
Why?
Fox still has long-term contracts with every cable company out there. OAN is not on cable, I don't think, even. I think you got to dig for it
Does OAN have a creepy, like... relationship with their female talent like Fox does or did?
The nature of them, I would assume, of course.
Right.
They're conservative Trumpists, so yeah. I'd be willing to go out on a limb and say they're probably sexist and as hell over there.
Is the office locked like Roger Ailes? His office was locked.
Well, he put that in after a black guy wandered in, remember?
Oh, that's...
That story? Right. 56 minutes ago, Brian Kemp, his puppet lieutenant governor, and Jeff Duncan, the lieutenant governor of Georgia, secretary of state, are disasters for Georgia.
Oh.
Won't let professionals get anywhere near Fulton County for signature verifications or anything else. They are virtually controlled by Stacey Abrams and the Democrats. Fools! Exclamation point.
So am I to understand that Stacey Abrams is...
secretly controlling Brian Kemp somehow.
Yeah, but she's fighting
the man who stole the election from her.
She's fighting the Trump cabal? Is that what that is?
Well, she's out there registering voters and trying to fight the Republican voter suppression that's going on and disenfranchisement.
I think Stacey Abrams is going to win. You know, I bet on her. Just some of these Republican assholes are dumb
as
shit.
It's Georgia.
I know, dude.
I think it'll be great, but I'm not I'm not very optimistic. Then if 46.
If people could just think about like what's good for them, that would help, wouldn't it? Think about what's good for you, and then
good luck with that.
And then like
they haven't for 40 years. Why are they going to start right now? They've been voting against their own best interest. Because
hold on a second, David Perdue has been senator for 40 years.
No, all of Republicans in general, the voters have been voting against their own best interest.
His face doesn't move.
Neither does Kelly Loeffler's.
None of their face. Does that not bother anyone?
We now have far more votes than needed to flip Georgia in the presidential race. Massive voter fraud took place. Thank you to the Georgia legislature for today's revealing meeting. It was like a couple of assholes in Georgia.
Right.
Was their revealing meeting.
I mean, and also, Georgia was red, motherfucker. Wasn't Georgia red?
As fuck.
So it's like, I flipped Georgia red. No, you didn't. If Georgia would have stayed red, you would have maintained Georgia. You didn't flip Georgia red. In fact, Georgia lost votes. Probably because of you.
So there you go. That's what our president has literally spent his entire fucking day and late last night doing nothing but tweeting bullshit about the fact that he's desperately trying to hang on to the presidency.
Yeah, man. Jeez. I don't have any advice for you. I have no idea what to tell this guy.
And he's still got enough power that he can obviously get somebody like Josh Hawley to commit sedition.
Yes.
And say, well, you know, we should at least look at it.
Good God. That's nuts.
Let's see, what do we have? Oh, well, this is at Right Wing Watch. Religious right commentator Dr. Michael Brown wrote a column warning of the dangers of QAnon.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thanks for the warning.
The column was posted on the Pentecostal media website Charisma, Charisma News, which, by the way, tweet from a couple of weeks ago was also on Charisma News.
For real? That's
great. It was quoted.
Good job.
The column was posted on the Pentecostal media website Charisma, which runs all of his columns, but has since disappeared. Oh, speaking of QAnon.
Yes. You have some breadcrumbs to report on.
The Daily Beast is reporting that Mikey Flynn is now selling QAnon merch.
Oh my God. Is that true?
On his website, apparently, his online store, he's promoting an online store to sell QAnon hats and t-shirts, the proceeds of which will benefit his partnership with a prominent QAnon booster.
Hey, man, fuck you. Well, congratulations, dickhead. Good for you.
Some of the Q supporters, this is from, this is the Daily Beast. Many QAnon supporters who rely on mysterious online clues to construct a worldview where the Democratic Party and other institutions are controlled by a cabal of pedophile cannibals. They claim that Flynn is Q, the anonymous figure behind the conspiracy theory.
That makes a lot of sense.
They also took a previously obscure Flynn quote about the American military's, quote, digital soldiers.
Ooh, yeah.
Digital soldiers.
I got my digital soldier right
as
here.
As their banner adopting the phrase to refer to QAnon believers themselves. Oh, that's how they refer to themselves. We're digital soldiers.
So why did they make a flag for QAnon? Just because.
So now they're selling like the WWG1, WGA signs. And
yeah.
Where we going, we go all.
Right. Solidarity.
camo trucker hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts with that phrase, where we go when we go all.
Condoms.
A t-shirt website called Shirt Show USA.
Oh, my God. That's one of those things you just printed on demand, right? Probably.
The ad copy describing the $35 trucker hats makes clear the site's creators endorse QAnon, including a reference to another QAnon term, the Great Awakening.
It's great. You know, this is why, if we're going to go hard on QAnon people, then we have to go hard on Jesus people, because it's sort of the same thing. Or you're going to suffer, you know, hypocrisy.
Flynn's son, Michael Flynn Jr., also endorsed the site on Tuesday, saying the money would support his father and the digital soldiers. Each purchase helps General Flynn and his army of digital soldiers in the fight against fake news.
Is there anything...
Oh, on Parler, he posted.
Oh, is there anything...
That's why we missed it.
...disconcerting about somebody announcing an attack soon with digital soldiers?
What are we doing? According to the descriptions of the QAnon gear, the sales proceeds will go towards launching a new Flynn news outlet called Digital Soldiers. That site bills itself as a collaboration between Flynn and the conspiracy theory website Uncover DC, which is run by major QAnon promoter Tracy Diaz.
So this guy's just a fucking Q loon.
She's Tracy Beans on the Twitter, and she's one of the ones that was really an early backer of QAnon.
Great. Well, that's great. And these guys are all about QAnon.
Apparently. They're embracing it.
Is this the tip of the iceberg?
No.
Right.
I don't think so. I think
the iceberg is, there's a little part above the water, and then below the water, there's... It's huge.
Yeah, I don't think it's an iceberg.
Okay.
The Georgia governor is pushing back. Governor Kemp, they're fighting. This is great. Keep going. Just don't bomb Iran or anything.
Yeah.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp called a tweet by Trump demanding his resignation a distraction. Said he was focused on the state's response to the COVID pandemic and the upcoming runoff elections for the two U.S. Senate seats.
Yes. I mean, I guess, right? I mean, shouldn't you notice that things are happening, though?
All these things are a distraction, he said. I mean, I've supported the president. I've said that many times. I worked as hard as anybody in the state on his reelection up through November 3rd. All these other things, there's a constitutional and legal process that's playing out, and I'm very comfortable letting that process play out. In other words, Trump's going to lose.
Yeah.
And he can squeal and cry all he wants. He lost. He's not going to lose. He already lost.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy. Sorry, Trump.
Meanwhile, investigators who audited signatures on more than 15,000 absentee ballots in one Georgia county found zero. No fraudulent absentee ballots.
Fraudulently absent. Absent. Zero. Nothing.
0.0.
So, okay. So what's next then? Indictments?
Well, Trump wants a Fulton County where all those black people are.
That's where Atlanta is.
He wants all those signature ballots verified. And I'm not sure they can, is the thing. I think they in some counties they didn't save the envelopes. They weren't supposed to necessarily, and they chucked them.
There's a lot of people in Atlanta. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people everywhere. We're in the middle of a pandemic. Why are we going to have another election? Nobody wants that.
The article is now back for some reason.
Okay. Maybe it's fucking with you.
Oh, it said there was no mystery. Charisma says no mystery. The person who scheduled the story to post set the incorrect time without scheduling the social media. When we noticed, we set it up properly so it would get the social media. It re-releases in less than 3 minutes. Oh, okay. There you go.
Congratulations. That's cool.
So no big conspiracy there.
Hmm.
But, the Q-loons.
Oh, yeah, they're nuts, man.
They're having a really, really, really good time these days.
I mean, what does it galvanize them? I mean, like, if somebody said something to them, they'd be like, oh, okay. And they would just be cool with it. Some deity.
Well, they seem to be okay with, like, every fucking thing.
Yeah. But they got guns all the time, so that would indicate that they're not okay with necessarily everything. Some things they're okay with shooting.
Sure.
Okay.
Anything involving shooting.
Right. Yeah.
We've got this.
Nashville was attacked. That was a terrorist attack. I don't give a fuck if it was some lone wolf, 5G conspiracy theory freak show, okay, in an RV. That was a terrorist attack.
Actor and podcaster Michael Rappaport.
Freak show in an RV.
Meanwhile, I didn't scroll through all of Trump's shit. I don't think he's even mentioned the bombing.
Is he not addressing a major bombing that happened on our soil? Our soil meaning America, the country that he is in charge of. Does he care? Damn.
Freak show. Okay, in an RV, that was a terrorist attack, okay? And that fucking slob, pig dick Donald Trump, you said nothing. That was a terrorist attack right here in our fucking country that terrorized people on Christmas Day with a fucking message, evacuate the area. That's terrorism. Even if that fucking bomb didn't go off, you were terrorized by that shit. And pig dick, you said nothing.
And pig dick, you said nothing. I mean, he really, nothing, zero.
Right, he's not, it is a big thing. It's, a bomb went off in Nashville. Right. I mean, you know.
Oh, you were terrorized by that shit. And pig dick, you said nothing. You slob, you're down there in Mar-a-Lago, in Palm Beach, or West Palm Beach, where they don't even want you around, and you're fucking playing golf. You've said nothing. And Mitch the bitch McConnell, you're fucking playing games with that fucking gobble neck. You guys ain't shit. You guys ain't shit.
You fucking gobble neck. You ain't shit.
And he needs to be not shit. We need to get those two seats. We need to get everybody out voting.
Yeah, yeah. Please. Please, for the good of our future.
I don't have my hopes up. But right. We got it. It would be great.
Right.
It would be spectacular.
Yes. Matt, you're saying temper your expectations.
Yes.
Jeez.
Games with that fucking gobble neck. You guys ain't shit. You guys ain't shit. Okay, and pig dick, you fucking tweet all fucking day. Your stupid sons and your fucking daughter, Ike Ivanka, you tweet all fucking day. You said nothing about a terrorist attack in this fucking country. You fucking worms, you fucking hand jobs. They're spending $44,000 of taxpayers' money to clean the carpets of the White House for the president-elect and his wife. To move in there.
I don't know about that number.
Well, yeah.
To move in there. If it was me, Joe Biden, you're an older gentleman, I would make sure they get brand new carpets. I prefer wood floors, but if you need carpets, I would make sure that they get brand new carpets. This cocksucker is leaving the fucking White House with God knows what. Okay? Asbestos, black fucking mold. Okay?
Man.
What? Okay, asbestos, black fucking mold, okay, that he brought in there. He brought in the fucking black mold. Change the fucking carpets. 3 coats of paint, okay? Change the plumbing, obviously new toilets, new sinks and all that shit. You don't want any of that stuff, president-elect. But you pig dick Donald Trump, you fucking, you wish you were a scratch golfer. You're down there cheating at golf daily while this country's under attack. You're a piece of shit.
Wow.
Shit. Didn't end.
Yeah, yeah.
On his Twitter feed. Wow. There you go.
Congratulations, Michael Rappaport. You won't, yeah.
Has an opinion or two.
Yeah, that's good.
At Michael Rappaport.
At Michael Rappaport.
At Michael Rappaport. Jeez. And his podcast is I Am Rappaport.
Oh, okay. Good. Congratulations to all you podcasters out there. I hope you're using this time during the pandemic to, you know, think about your show and, you know, what you want to do with it, things like that.
CNN.
Yes.
The CNN, fake news CNN.
Yay.
Is reporting.
Fake news.
It opens, this is CNN politics. Who's this? Right. Kate Bennett writing.
Yeah, yeah.
His mood darkened.
Jeremy,
His mood darkened as soon as he walked into his members-only club, Mar-a-Lago,
ooh,
3 days before Christmas, according to multiple sources. The changes to his private quarters, many which were overseen by his wife, First Lady Melania Trump, were not to President Trump's liking, and he was mad about it. And once it all tore the fuck out.
Oh, my God, man. Wow, dude. This one got me.
The renovations in their 3,000 foot, which is pretty small when you think about what he's been 3,000
square foot.
He's been living on three floors of a skyscraper.
Right. He's still got raping room though, right?
The renovations have been ongoing for several weeks.
Okay.
The apartment at Mar-a-Lago is said to feature separate bedrooms.
Yeah.
Sitting rooms and offices for both the president and the first lady.
The
couple and their 14-year-old son, Barron, are currently at the Florida Club for the holidays, but the latest renovations did not appeal to Trump's taste. And he asked for the white marble and abundance of dark wood to be removed. I want it out of there.
You gotta stop being crazy, motherfucker. You know, it's like these crazy people, sometimes I think you're just trying to be a little crazy so people think of you as eccentric and like lovable and weird, but you're taking this too far, is what's happening.
He was also unhappy with other renovations around the property. They didn't specify here.
Okay.
Melania Trump and her interior decorator, Tham Kanalikam, maybe a Cambodian name or something, who selected many of the details on the renovations. It was them, not Mar-a-Lago staff.
Okay.
This is not the first time the president's personal taste has clashed with that of his wife. He was also not thrilled with some of the decorative updates at Camp David, another project of hers, when he saw them during the Thanksgiving holiday.
I mean, what was Michelle Obama's thing that she worked on when she was FLOTUS? It was like food deserts.
Yeah, well, yeah, and
physical fitness
and yeah, nutritious lunches.
But this is important, right?
It also says that was displeased. Was so displeased that he asked some of them be removed, and they promptly were.
Oh, jeez. I take that down right fucking now.
I guess it's not a fun time down at Mar-a-Lago. Trump appears moody, according to sources at the club, spending more time than usual behind closed doors, not mingling and conversing as much as he normally does with club members.
That's great.
The vibe is off, said another source.
The vibe is off. I haven't got another variant strain of the coronavirus in a fortnight. It's just not the way it used to be. It's sad.
The week between Christmas and New Year's is typically the highlight of the winter season. And at Mar-a-Lago, some longtime members are now avoiding the club. One member said, it's just too big a risk. Not worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Congratulations. So, Shelby, send that guy a crab diving fitted sheet.
But then there are others who, some areas remain crowded as ever, another member. People are going for dinner as usual. There seems to be little regard for the pandemic.
I agree, man.
The beach club area by the pool is so crowded during the day, the guests are arguing over available chairs.
What? But Corona! Coronavirus, you dick bags!
On Monday, the Florida Department of Health released new figures for test positivity rates. Palm Beach County is at 10.38%, the highest since November 30th. An increase since December 15th,
yay,
when it was 8%.
Motherfucker!
The state considers anything above 5% as dangerous.
Okay, well, we are! Are we dangerous or not? Are we?
A Palm Beach winter regular said they've heard about the lack of parties, events, and fundraisers in the wealthy enclave, and the dinnertime ritual of table hopping, going from table to table to exchange air kisses and hellos, has all but disappeared.
Is he sad? Does he miss it?
The mask-wearing mandate for businesses, establishments, public spaces, and restaurants in Palm Beach was extended in Palm Beach County until January 20th, includes Mar-a-Lago, though compliance there has been hit or miss at best.
Oh, shit.
Those rich assholes aren't wearing masks.
It's been hit or miss at best, meaning it's usually they're not doing the right thing.
Yes.
Shame. That guy, I mean, you know.
The Mar-a-Lago scene, as it were, this is CNN,
gross,
consists largely of Trump holding court when he's in residence. Club members and their guests like to marvel at stumbling upon the president of the United States at the buffet or a party in the ballroom. At a wedding Monday night at Mar-a-Lago, Trump made a surprise appearance, entering to wave hello and congratulate the bride and groom.
Yay! But this is not the first time he's done this. No one should be shocked or surprised that he's doing this. Someone should be shocked and surprised if he showed up at a coronavirus meeting or something. But he did this before, and it was a story. We did the story. He crashes wedding photos, and he makes the wedding photos all about his COVID ass.
The fabled Mar-a-Lago black tie New Year's Eve party, which Trump and his family attend every year, and which guests pay thousands per ticket to attend, is still slated to take place tomorrow night.
No.
Said one member of Mar-a-Lago, who said they heard buzz that at least 500 reservations were already confirmed.
No. No.
I read what I read.
That is such a bad idea. I'm not a scientist, but I think they sold 500 fucking tickets.
At a gala earlier this month for Turning Point USA, the conservative student group, partygoers, flouted mask and social distancing requirements. Photos from the event showing hundreds in the Mar-a-Lago ballroom.
Ah, God. Listen, you dumb fucking Nazis. Like, that kind of shit will affect the rest of the planet that aren't fucking Nazis. You know what I mean? It will be fine if it was just fucking you guys up.
Says, on Sunday, Trump did not dine out with the First Lady and instead ate dinner at a table with his sons, Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump. Trump Jr.'s girlfriend, Kimberly Guilfoyle. Miss President, you want to see my tits? What do you think of my thighs? You like, these are smooth thighs, aren't they? The best is yet to come.
Looks like my father-in-law needs a BJ.
According to one witness who said Trump had a pop by at his table from Roger Stone was there.
Hi, I'm Roger Stone. Pop by.
Stone entered the club wearing a Trump 2020 face mask.
Oh, okay. Good.
So there you go.
Wow.
Trump sitting at Mar-a-Lago.
I don't think there's anything else for Roger Stone to do, though, for Donald Trump legally. I mean, can he?
No, they're done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, he's got to be careful. He can still be charged for other shit.
Oh, okay.
And if he's dragged in, he can't plead the fifth in any investigations.
Even if it's not related to what he pled the fifth about. Damn.
So there you go. Trump hates Melania's Mar-a-Lago renovation.
No, I feel you, Trump. I mean, actually, I don't. It might be very nice.
What is this bullshit? Well, it's probably better than his taste. His taste is that shitty, gaudy, gold, French provincial, flouncy crap.
Hideous. Yeah. Royal blue curtain.
Hideous.
The Oval Office
needs more gold. Oh, bleh.
The Oval Office looks like a chicken cordon bleu club sandwich.
Thoughts and prayers to Trump for not liking. Well, and we're not sure he can live there, right?
Isn't the town
threatening to sue his ass to keep him out?
Not according to the agreement he signed.
Yeah, he doesn't care about your agreements.
But he wanted that agreement, so...
But he doesn't have to adhere to that.
Right, he doesn't, right.
No, he's Donald Trump. He's white and rich.
Well, okay,
he doesn't have to follow laws and agree and follow agreements.
So, what will happen is, whoever wants him to do that, they will have to enforce it. With
a herring?
No.
You got the reference?
A heading!
With a heading!
Yeah. Apocalypse.
Senator Ted Cruz, this is a shocker.
Is he dead or alive? What's up with him?
Helping raise money for the Georgia runoff.
Okay.
But he's actually keeping the money he's raising for his own shit.
Let me understand something. I'm raising this here money.
A lot of these assholes are saying, he's asking for $5 contributions to his Keep Georgia Red Fund, but users who click through to the online donation page and read the fine print at the bottom, see that the actual beneficiary is Ted Cruz's campaign committee.
Bleh. I mean, really, like, what at this point, when is the election?
The 5th.
And today is the 29th.
The 30th.
Oh, okay. There's no time.
Senator Ted Cruz needs your help to keep the U.S. Senate in Republican hands. So blared a handful of Facebook ads at Cruz's campaign committee purchase this month, but none of them were actually raising money for the candidates in Georgia. Instead, every penny went to Ted Cruz.
What? Why are the Republicans the one pulling off this crazy shit, or trying to anyway? I mean, it's as if
how they roll, man.
Well, that's how they have to roll.
Yeah.
Sad. Sad, guys.
Cruz is just one of a number of elected officials of both parties, actually, using the competitive and extremely expensive Georgia runoff contests to raise money for themselves.
Hey!
Increasingly, they're doing it on Facebook, where the political ad ban was now lifted.
Facebook. Oh, yeah. Well, that's good.
So now there's been a rash of Facebook ads invoking the Senate contests in Georgia on behalf of out-of-state political candidates.
Oh, shit.
It says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has led the way. His campaign has been sending text messages and running Georgia-focused Google ads, linking to a page on the GOP fundraising platform WinRed that says donations will benefit McConnell's campaign committee. They're doing it up and down.
Damn. Wow. Well, I don't know. So what do we do? What are we supposed to do about this shit?
I don't know. They're making money.
Well, okay.
Well, it's just, you know. Geez. How about some laws?
What do you mean?
How about some campaign finance laws and some campaign advertising laws like that.
Some regulations or something?
Yeah.
What is that? What is that like?
Especially campaign finance. Then they wouldn't have to raise all this money if we had publicly funded elections in like 60 days. You don't get months and months to leave your job at the Senate or leave your job at the House and run around being a dancing moron
right
for you know, at Hootenanny's in town halls.
At Hootenanny's. What makes me nervous is like it feels like we've been. I mean, it's only 4 years. Not to minimize what people have got. I don't mean only 4 years. It's been 4 years.
Yeah.
It makes me nervous that it's been so long since we had anything that was normal in the White House.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like the farther we get from anything that can be considered quote unquote normal, does that make it harder to get back there?
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
But, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's just a white person talking, you know?
Oh, now Trump wants Wisconsin Supreme Court to overthrow their election.
No, okay, good, good. Put it on the list, dickhead.
Oh, no, he asked the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse Wisconsin's Supreme Court, who did the right thing.
Damn, you know, when Trump sits on Santa's lap, he must have a bizarre list of things he wants.
It's kind of the same that they've done in all those states. Just, yeah. They lose in the state Supreme Court, and then they go whine to SCOTUS, and SCOTUS is like, fuck off.
Right. I mean, so far.
Well, yeah, it's not going to suddenly happen with Wisconsin.
Yeah. If we don't get, if the Democrats don't get the Senate, will Joe Biden ever, I mean, you know, depending on, will he ever get to nominate a SCOTUS? Will there ever be a vote? I mean, I would say no.
I can't. Well, yeah. I mean, there were Republican senators that said if Hillary were elected, that they don't care if a SCOTUS died on January 22nd, she would not get a SCOTUS seat. It would sit empty for 4 years or 8 years, maybe.
It's
so fuck them.
Crazy.
That's why we need to get rid of that filibuster.
Yeah.
If we get the two seats and just say, fuck this, we got to get shit done. And then you start passing laws.
Right, right.
That they won't be able to get rid of.
Yeah.
It's easily.
These people are poison.
The latest case, Trump is trying to ask the justices to decide whether more than 50,000 absentee ballots in Milwaukee and Dane counties, where a lot of brown people are.
Where's Dane County?
Madison.
Okay. Well, fuck. That's the most liberal city in Wisconsin. They don't want to count the votes there.
Of course.
Oh, my God.
Biden carried Wisconsin by 21,000 votes. Some of the ballots were cast by voters who did not have to provide a copy of their photo ID because they said they were confined to their homes because of age or disability. Trump said there weren't enough checks to determine whether the voters really met that criteria. Send someone to their house and make sure they're old and sick. God damn it.
What do you think they're doing, though? I mean, what grift does he think is being pulled off, though? What is he?
He also wants to throw out ballots in cases where clerks filled in the addresses of witnesses on absentee ballot envelopes, as well as absentee ballots returned during events held in Madison parks. All of these were legal, by
yes.
the way.
Trump, you are not acting in the true spirit of democracy, okay?
The Wisconsin Supreme Court rejected the lawsuit 4-3 this month, finding Trump had waited too long to file his lawsuit. But you remember the three that voted against it said, we would still say this is bullshit.
Yes.
But we don't like the reason that the majority is saying. They said he ran out of time and they were trying to go... that they should have filed these complaints before the election when they knew what the rules were, but they waited till after.
Yes, yes.
Lashes, I think they call it the legal term, which is you wait. You know you're upset about something in the process, but you wait for the outcome. And if you win, then you're not going to complain about it. But if you lose, then you're going to scream bloody murder, and they don't like that. That's untoward.
But that is strategery.
But the three in the Wisconsin Supreme Court said, we don't like that reasoning. We think we should have looked at it on the merits, even though we think there are no merits.
That reasoning is bullshit, though, because you agree to something. And then you say in the back of your mind, you know, I have this weird mechanism in a contract that says, I don't even understand that you can. I don't know, get out of the terms of. the
but here was just the rules of a game, and it was a rule you didn't like, but you played anyway. And then when you lost, you go back and say, "I want this overturned because I don't like that rule."
But you know what? If you don't like that rule, you use that rule to make your opponent hate the rule even more.
Well, and you should have complained about it beforehand.
Yeah, of course.
Take it to court ahead of time.
Why wouldn't I?
It is so tough booby.
Yes.
And so that 4-3 wasn't, you know, three lunatics that almost overturned the election in Wisconsin. Okay. It was three lunatics saying we don't like the reasoning of this, but I think they said they would still probably toss it.
Is this it? With this election, with the
a six.
Is this it? Okay, it's a six.
Well, TBD, though. I mean, on the sixth, you know, there's going to be these shenanigans.
Yeah.
Josh Hawley and all the, they're going to put on their tutus and dance and say, you know, we're going to, and hopefully there'll be some really good fiery speeches from the Democrats calling these seditious motherfuckers, these anti-democracy scumbags out for what they are.
They want to take my vote away.
And baseless.
That is insane.
Then they'll go off, and I'll be amazed if the Senate passes it. I mean, if there are enough Republican senators that are gonna go with this treasonous bullshit, I just can't imagine it. It'll pass in either place. Yeah. But it doesn't matter if it even passes in the Senate. In that unlikely event, the Democrats have the House, and it's just not going to fly. And then a few hours later, Joe Biden will be officially certified, whether they like it or not.
Right, dickheads. Right.
And then from there, I don't know what they're going to try. Who the hell knows? You know, they're going to say it's not over with.
And we don't know. I mean, there are a...
Rudy will come up out of that coffin like Nosferatu.
I think that's going to be Giuliani's thing after he passes. I think he will resurrect as a rapey vampire that likes to fart.
So there you go. I mean, it's no shock. You know, Trump's just asking every state he didn't win to overturn the election, or just get rid of enough votes of brown people and some Democrats so that I win. That's all he's asking. It's not a lot.
If you think, I mean, the thing about our president is you can't appeal to any decency there.
Right. Oh, yeah, right.
As
you cannot, correct.
Yeah. As Ari Melber says, let that sink in. No, not Ari
Melber.
No. Who's been in for Rachel?
Ali Velshi.
Velshi says that all the time. Let that sink in. Let that sink in. It's crazy.
I do like Mehdi Hasan, though. He's been sitting in.
Oh, yeah, dude.
For Hayes. He's got his own show on Peacock, I believe it is.
Right.
Which is NBC's streaming.
What is that on
service.
The web? Okay.
NBC's streaming service.
Yay. Jeez.
God, Melania is still refusing to meet with Dr. Jill Biden.
Melanoma. Why does she fucking need to? God, you know what is making me nuts?
She's trash. They're all trash. They're just trashy people. They're garbage people.
Let me explain something. I'm trying to say this without being a dick. There's nothing Melania is going to explain to Joe Biden.
Right.
What is Melania going
to... Here's what I did with Tennis Pavilion. You can do what you want with Christmas. I hate fucking Christmas. Who cares?
I mean, I know you should approach every situation with an open mind. Just always assume you have something to learn there, but I guarantee fucking to you, I can't imagine... What kind of tips is FLOTUS going to give Dr. Jill fucking Biden? You know, I don't go with those solid red trees. That people don't like those. And Dr. Jill Biden, do not go around any of these people in the White House.
Yeah, who cares?
None of these guys, if you should be doing all your transition shit, via Skype, via Zoom. via VR. It's dangerous.
The Branson Convention Center, Ryan.
Oh, my God. Is closed, obviously, because we're in the
middle. Is currently hosting the annual Extreme Winter event. Young attendees, all these teens can gather to hear sermons from college football star Tim Tebow and a concert from Christian hip hop performer Lecrae. Hundreds of conservative Christians packed into a Missouri convention center for sermons, speeches, and concerts.
Hold on. Packed, it already happened.
Tuesday, I think it's a Tuesday, Wednesday event. I think it's a multi-day event. Still going on.
Stay the fuck home. Stay here's, too late. For people that have been. Stay the fuck home and then stop making those little deals in your brain. Don't go anywhere. Just don't go anywhere. People are nuts right now. Why are people going to this event?
Because Jesus. The Branson Convention Center is hosting the annual Extreme Winter.
Because what, Jesus?
One attendee, Grace Daniel, said, I think the precautions we're taking are very good, and we try to follow that as best we can, but we're not fearful of COVID. We have a greater God on our side.
Wow, you're going to have to order a large-ass tombstone to fit all that on there.
A Branson City ordinance requires masks in public spaces, with some exemptions for the hearing impaired or those with certain medical conditions. But attendees told the stations they don't see a need to wear face coverings.
What is this thing in Branson that you're talking about? Convention center?
Yeah, the Branson Convention Center.
What do they hold there? Is it a museum? Is it a mall?
It's a convention center. It's a big space where they
The fuck is having conventions right now?
The Branson Convention Center is hosting its annual Extreme Winter.
Is in Missouri. What?
They elected Josh Hawley.
Hey.
That is going to claim that the duly elected president may not be duly elected.
Just imagine this, man. You're laying there in the fucking hospital, and you're getting intubated. That means you're sticking a tube down your fucking throat because your lungs are all shit fucked from this COVID. And then, the nurse is like, so what? How do you think that you caught this? Like, I went to some convention in Branson.
Yeah.
I watched a guy do a puppet act, and I talked to some monkeys, and I saw Jim Baker and his stupid fucking wife, now I'm dying.
Attendee Bailey Hinrichs said, we always take a risk when we go outside, but, I feel God is in this place, and I feel like we need to be here.
Hey, who are your parents? Who are your parents?
They sent them there.
Do they know how stupid you are? I don't mean that in a judging way.
Others said they feel comfortable gathering with their fellow Christians.
Well,
Briley Williams says, especially when you have like masks. I love how they're quoting
like masks
with the likes. Especially when you have like masks and you're sitting with the people in your group that you're around anyway. So I think it was safe.
I think it was safe. I'm tired. You know what, man? This is fucking nuts. I see all this shit, all these fucking events, and everybody, you ever see these events people are having now for music shows or fucking, comedy and shit? They always make a point on the fucking flyers that we're safe. We're really safe.
Okay.
Who the fuck are you, Dr. House? You don't know if you're fucking safe. Where's the cost-benefit analysis?
We do have, what time is it here? Oh, we're coming up in the bottom of the hour here. About 30 more minutes of the big show. We do this every weekday. Not sure if we may do a show tomorrow. We may not.
Why? What is tomorrow?
New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah.
And New Year's Day. We're probably not doing a show.
Don't go anywhere on New Year's Eve. If we do a show on New Year's Eve, will everyone that listens promise not to go anywhere ever again? And don't go anywhere ever again. And stop listening to other podcasts.
So one of the concerns is that with Trump's bullshit.
Yes.
Is that the fact that he is not sharing a lot of stuff. The Defense Department isn't sharing enough stuff with Biden's incoming team. There are those that are concerned that Trump's planning something and doesn't want Biden to find out about it. Like maybe starting a big old war with Iran and then saying, here you go, Joe. Congratulations.
Joe's looking through a binder and he's like, hey, what is this binder? War with Iran. There's nothing here. Can I see what was in this? That's crazy. We have a dumb fucking government. We're not going to allow this guy to stop a war, start a war, you know, right?
Well, and it has nothing to do with what's good for the country or the world. It's just, it's him getting to swing his big giant dick he feels on his way out.
We can't let him do that.
Well, hopefully there'll be some generals that'll be like, we're not fucking doing that.
Yeah, and you know, the reason...
Because they can, they swear an oath to the Constitution, not to him. And they are allowed to turn down illegal or immoral law commands from him.
What if he makes the call, like, I don't know, January 2nd or something? Trump decides, hey, it's time to light up the Middle East.
Well, hopefully the generals would stand up to him and say, fuck off. We're not doing it.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, you know, that's, I don't know. We need somebody to be like extraordinarily awesome in this moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where is that going
to
come
awesome
from?
At?
Yes.
At what?
If anybody out there is extremely awesome or extraordinarily awesome and you think you could help out with our country right now, message us Pat at Crab Diving.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
Hello.
Has signed legislation approved by British lawmakers on Wednesday, implementing the post-Brexit trade deal they agreed to with the EU.
Hey, listen, UK guys. You know, I didn't vote for Trump, and I know a lot of you listening probably didn't vote for Bojo, but shit, man, I got to tell you.
Or Brexit,
but damn. I mean, I know our guy is a nutty fucking Nazi, and you know, there's just nothing that's not wrong with him. But Bojo is going to drag your ass out of the European Union.
Well, it's done.
That's crazy!
The vote on the legislation was passed 521 to 73 in Parliament's lower house. It now passes to the upper house for approval later Wednesday. Probably become law around midnight. Britain and the EU were signing the deal on Wednesday, and the British Parliament will finalize its implementation, ending 4 years plus of negotiation and safeguarding nearly $1 trillion in annual trade.
So now all of that is what? In jeopardy? Or it's in flux?
Well, no, they've said they've negotiated it. I'm sure it's shit.
Well, nobody read it, though.
Both sides said it was a chance to begin a new chapter in the relationship forged as Europe rebuilt after World War II.
Nobody wanted a new chapter, but Bojo, who wanted a new chapter? A bunch of wackos in the UK?
But which had often seen Britain as a reluctant participant in ever tighter political and economic integration.
We don't want to be with all those brown people.
Oh my God.
I don't want my vote having to I don't want my life determined by some asshole in Brussels.
Hey, British people. I'm not, you know, I'm an American, so we do have our issues with race. We have a lot of issues, right?
Yeah. Well, evidence.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, you know.
We provide evidence daily on this show.
I guess I'm just asking the UK to be a little bit more sane in the future, if you can help it. And we'll do what? We'll make a deal. We'll be more sane if you be more sane.
Oh, you can guarantee you're going to say that? You think America's going to be more sane?
No, I don't. I really don't. I don't know. No, absolutely not.
Johnson, in a specially convened sitting of Parliament, said he hoped to work hand in glove with the EU when its interests aligned.
Yes, Bojo. That's how this is all going to go. Hand in glove, Governor.
Oh, listen to this. Brexit's not an end, but a beginning, he said. Oh,
you nutball.
Platitude bullshit.
You don't even... The thing with the Brexit is, if I heard NPR correctly, a lot of people didn't read it. They didn't read the whole fucking thing.
The deal's been criticized on several fronts since it was agreed on the 24th.
Yes.
The opposition Labour Party says it's too thin, doesn't protect trade and services. Fishermen are raging that Johnson sold out their interest, and Northern Ireland's status remains subject to much uncertainty.
Why did you want to do that, you wacko?
Nevertheless, Johnson won the support of his party's hardline Brexiteers, delivering a break with the EU far more radical than many imagined when Britain shocked the world in 2016 by voting to leave.
Well, hey, I feel you. We feel you. We definitely feel you on that account. We're shocked, too. Shocked.
Longtime Eurosceptic lawmaker Bill Cash said Johnson saved Britain's democracy from 4 decades of subjugation to Brussels.
Ooh. Like Alexander the Great, Boris has cut the Gordian knot.
What Gordian knot was coming out of the asshole of Brussels to fuck everybody up? What does that mean?
Well, they were telling them they might need to accept some refugees and shit occasionally, and they may need to play like members of the European Union.
That's what you want to do!
The club that they belong, but the Brits don't want to do that.
That's bullshit.
The Brexiteers, I mean. They want all the benefits, but none of the responsibilities. They don't want to play. It's like these fuckers that are anti-union, but they work at the place, and they want those benefits that union fucking negotiated. They want all of that stuff, but they don't want to pay their dime to the union. And that's what this is. The Brexiteers were like, we want all the benefits of being in the union. We want free trade and everything, but we don't want you telling us what to do on anything else. We don't want to follow your labor rules. Sometimes they were like, let's say the EU wanted to raise the minimum wage, and the conservative fuckwads in Britain would be like, that's too much money.
Does Angela Merkel stay up at night just smoking the bong, biting her nails?
I hope she does.
I mean, God, the world is really fucked up right now.
Yeah.
Bojo is crazy. We're crazy. Poland's crazy.
Poland is, well, yeah.
France
Bolsonaro's bad
shit.
And Hungary.
That guy is batting his bears.
Yeah. Philippines.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah.
Duterte, all these little strongmen. These insecure little tiny penis psychopaths.
This is a lot. It feels like a lot when you just start to think about it. You know? I mean, what totalitarian am I leaving out? There's Duterte. There's Bojo.
Erdogan in Turkey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How about
okay.
him?
That's not going good. I'm not trying to be negative, but, you know.
Well, it's accurate.
Well,
it's not being negative.
What are we going to do?
It's being factual, which is another thing that would be nice.
Yeah.
In this country and the world, if people were into, like, you know, facts and science and stuff,
speaking of
that
science,
would be fucking great.
I saw somewhere, I forget, it's going up on facebook.com/crabdiving, but it's a review of all the space missions we're launching in 2021.
Oh,
some kinds of shit like you're,
very
you know,
cool.
You're flying around the fucking moon. I think somebody from Germany's doing that, doing all kinds of, you know, experiments. There's, you know, that it's there's a space flight out to Mars and back or some shit like that.
Very cool.
And it just seemed like
Space Force.
I'm connecting the breadcrumbs. I'm reading between the lines. And to me, it looks like the powers at the top are, you know, they're putting the gas, their foot on the gas pedal of the Earth contingency plan. I feel like there's more energy being put towards finding us a place to go instead of here.
Well, yeah. Elon Musk says we gotta get the get the fuck out of here and have a place to go.
That doesn't make any fucking sense because Mars is worse than here.
True.
I mean, it's a lot worse.
Elsewhere in L News.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Gary. It's like Gary, Indiana, except you walk outside and I think your eyeballs just evaporate.
This is this is Los Angeles Times.
Okay. Jeff Bezos hits his paper.
And this is it, no, Washington Post is Bezos's? Does he own the LA Times?
Los Angeles Times?
I don't think he owns the LA Times also.
Hey Siri, who owns the Los Angeles Times?
It'll say, here's what I came up with.
Oh, the Tribune Company.
A conservative evangelical Christian singer with a history of defying COVID-19 health mandates is planning 3 days of New Year's gatherings in the Los Angeles area.
Oh, my fucking God.
Including, get this, stops on Skid Row and a tent city in Echo Park.
Why?
Well, you got to infect the poor people, too.
Oh, my God. We're waging a war on poverty.
This is Jeez. That asshole, Sean Fucked, or F-E-U-C-H-T, Fucked. I'm sure it's not pronounced fucked, but that's how we shall pronounce it. A Redding, California volunteer pastor, failed Republican congressional candidate. We've talked about him before. He is going to stage what is billed as massive outreach events.
So a lot of people.
Tonight on Skid Row, at the height of the pandemic crisis, his plans come as California, facing record counts and severe shortage of intensive care hospital beds, has now extended the stay-at-home order.
They're planning on putting beds in gift shops. Okay, don't do this outreach. This is crazy.
But Jesus.
Oh, okay. God damn.
He began hosting his Let Us Worship open air concerts nationwide to push back against government restrictions on religious gatherings.
It's not, don't think about it like that, simpleton. Think about it that the government is putting restrictions on gatherings because that's how the coronavirus spreads, and the coronavirus is a bad thing right now, correct?
Yes.
Okay. There you go, buddy.
Fuck's events have featured hundreds of maskless worshipers tightly packed together, singing and dancing. He has another homeless outreach planned Thursday at Echo Park Lake, the site of nearly 100 homeless tents.
God damn.
Followed by a New Year's Eve party and concert at a church parking lot in Valencia.
You know, okay. My God. A New Year's Eve party.
Yep.
Nobody's having those. We can't have New Year's Eve parties. I'm sorry. We can't.
He's sending out extensive social media campaigns promoting the events.
Okay.
In a YouTube video, he said, a couple thousand glow sticks have already been ordered.
Okay. What do we want to do with this guy? I mean, I'm trying to mention something that's not illegal.
He said one of his associates said, they tell followers to heed government health guidelines, but we're not law enforcement. It's up to the people to choose how they show up.
But it is a public fucking health issue.
Yes.
And what I've learned on the Rachel Maddow Nightmare podcast is that the CDC makes these types of calls. And the CDC tells you what the fuck you should do, and generally they're right. Right?
But Stephen Jean Marie, pastor of Church Without Walls, a Skid Row congregation,
okay,
said, we know based on his track record, whatever he's going to do is going to be maskless. Jean Marie is organizing a car blockade with the LA Community Action Network, a Skid Row anti-poverty activist group. They're going to try to put cars around to keep these fuckers from coming in and infecting everybody.
That is a great fucking idea. That's a really good... They did that in The Walking Dead with the zombies.
The problem we're facing is even prior to the stay-at-home order, people come into the community and they say they're bringing resources, but what they're actually bringing is the COVID.
If you want to help homeless people, man, find an organization in Los Angeles, in Skid Row, that is already doing that, that you know, you probably find somebody that's not about Jesus, that they know what they're doing. Do stuff through them. Give them money.
The homeless population in L.A. has generally avoided serious COVID outbreaks, it says.
Yeah.
But there has been a significant uptick in recent weeks, matching the uptick in the state. They're writing to the police, hoping that the police will come out and do some enforcement on these assholes and break up an illegal gathering. But you know how police are when it comes to Jesus.
But what you just said, that there's not been an outbreak among homeless people.
Right.
Why?
There has not been until, not a crazy outbreak. Because they remain isolated.
Yeah.
Who goes and hangs out with the homeless?
Right. And they all live together in L.A. in those 10 cities. I mean, the people, see, this is the truly evil part of this. The people out there in L.A. are contributing to the spread, or out there doing shit they shouldn't do.
Yeah.
It's not homeless people.
The L.A. councilman that represents the Skid Row area said, not COVID, said his office and the mayor's staff will be on Skid Row Wednesday distributing personal protective equipment and sanitation kits to homeless people.
This is why, you know, man, this is why you got to go down to Skid Row and you got to buy a building and you give everyone an apartment in the fucking building. And then if you want to distribute PPE, all of a sudden they all live at the same place. All these people that you need to distribute this fucking aid to.
This asshole has other upcoming events in Orange County and San Diego, according to his website. Another Skid Row resident and activist has been petitioning the city for a month to stop the event.
Yes.
He said the plan is incredibly foolish, divisive, and dangerous. The problem is any of these events could get weird in different ways.
Okay.
I don't know what he means by that.
I don't know. No, good ways.
Right. So there you go. Another dude. Christian asshole who thinks the rules don't apply to them because Jesus.
Right. It's the nature of the religion, man. It's their way or the highway.
Yeah.
God.
Here's some rage for you, since we're probably going to do Faithless Friday.
Jeebus.
A Missouri couple basically watched their neighbors kill their own daughter in an exorcism.
What? Oh my God.
In Missouri.
Jeez. Okay. Oh man.
The parents, who allegedly looked on as their 4-year-old daughter was fatally beaten and dunked in icy water by neighbors who were bent on removing a perceived demon, have been denied permission to attend the child's funeral. Good.
Are they in jail? Good.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Mary and James Mast of Lincoln, Missouri.
Wow.
Pleaded not guilty to child endangerment. Not guilty.
You know, man, you fuck. We don't.
They allowed their neighbors to conduct a, quote, religious type event that resulted in the girl's death. The couple's newborn and 2-year-old son have been placed into temporary foster care after the parents were taken into custody.
Yeah. Oh. What a cruel, fucked up world, man.
The two neighbors,
yes,
were charged with second degree murder, 3 counts of first degree assault, and sexual abuse for the child's death last week. Both families are members of the same church.
Damn.
Which has not been identified.
Okay. I you know, fuck.
They used a leather belt and a wooden spoon to beat the child and her toddler brother in order to remove the demon before taking her to a nearby pond on a day that temperatures were barely above freezing.
And they killed her?
The beatings had gone on for around 2 weeks.
God, man.
and they had been forced to perform what? Sexual acts on their four-year-old with a foreign object, or they would be beaten or go to hell.
Jeez.
They say
Christ, man.
These two neighbor assholes watched them on surveillance cameras inside the home.
Yeah.
But turned them off when they came over to beat the family they decided were possessed.
Yeah.
So they thought the whole family was possessed, and these two assholes next door would come over and beat everybody.
How did they get like this? I mean, shit. These are their neighbors?
The mother said she also dunked her daughter in the icy pond in an attempt to get rid of her supposed demons after she had been convinced that she too was possessed and that her four-year-old had essentially inherited the demon from her.
It is much easier to embrace science. Just saying, it's this shit doesn't tend to happen.
When asked why she allowed all this to happen, the mother said, "This has been a huge God thing that they convinced us of."
Oh my God. Who is they?
The neighbors.
Okay.
They're both being held without bond until a January 5th bond hearing.
So the neighbors tried to do an exorcism on the next door neighbor's daughter.
Both kids and even the whole family. They determined the whole family had demons.
Did they force the exorcism on these people or?
Well, no, it sounds like they convinced them that it was a Jesus thing and these people were willing participants.
You know, usually the internet connects lunatics like this, but these people are living next door to each other. Oh my God.
One of the investigators said he asked the girl's father how he could let people do this to his family.
Yeah.
He stated they were told his wife had a demon inside her and her children would end up just like her if it wasn't taken care of.
And what did you say to that? Oh my God, please help me.
The sheriff cautioned that the church does not condone the events leading to the child's death.
Well,
the unnamed church.
Yeah.
During interviews with the investigators and the media, there have been some references to God and demons. The investigation done so far indicates this was an isolated event, not the actions of a cult. So they.
Okay. Wait. So this just happened once. These people, I don't know, huffed some lighter fluid they shouldn't have. And then all of a sudden everybody's getting an exorcism.
The child's parents and her 2-year-old sibling were also beaten by the neighbors. And told parents they were told they would be shot if they tried to intervene.
These are horrible neighbors.
And horrible parents.
And dumb parents. Right.
Tell us again how great religion is, y'all.
Yeah, and our education system, by the way. I mean, not really great either, correct?
So there you go. They're not going to be allowed to go to their own daughter's funeral. And that's the way it should be. Too bad.
I mean, you know, they tortured this child.
For weeks.
They tortured a 4-year-old to death over a period of weeks?
Yes. For nothing. For being a 4-year-old.
Religion is mental illness. I am so sorry. It is just crazy. Get over it, please. I mean, God. What do you say what would you say to somebody who's like in this religion shit and they're wondering, am I in a cult yet?
Yes.
Have I crossed over? If you're asking that question, that means you need to get the fuck out of whatever you're into.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, and report to authorities anything you see.
Right. Right.
Like that. Where kids are getting hurt and shit.
Oh, like absolutely. That. Don't talk to a preacher at the church. You cannot trust those fuckers.
So another fire that Trump's trying to set before he leaves is this bullshit now with Cuba, where the Trump administration is planning on redesignating Cuba as a state sponsor of terrorism after it had been removed.
Okay.
I don't know what evidence we have.
Oh, okay. Well,
but now Cuba's getting pissed.
Right.
And Cuba said they're warning the outgoing administration against redesignating the island.
Yes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is reviewing the possibility before leaving office on January 20th of putting Cuba back on the blacklist, which would severely impede foreign investment, which
but
means
why
money.
Oh, okay.
To fuck Biden.
Right. And there's no. But what about the evidence? What about the evidence that Cuba needs to go back on this list? Where are the links?
Well, again, we don't know. The New York Times first reported the State Department had drawn up a proposal, unclear if Pompeo would be signing off on it. The Cuban foreign minister, Bruno Rodriguez, said, I denounce Secretary of State Pompeo's maneuvers to include Cuba in the list of states sponsoring terrorism to please the anti-Cuban minority in Florida.
Okay. Okay, well, that's why.
U.S. grants shelter and impunity to terrorist groups acting against Cuba from that territory.
Yeah.
A familiar charge against Cuban-American anti-communist activists who say, we don't do anything wrong.
Is it better for the people of Cuba for us to normalize relationships?
Tensions
with Cuba?
Eased under former President Barack Obama, who declared the policy of isolating the island a failure. It is. Establishing diplomatic relations and removing Cuba from the terrorism list in 2015 because there was no evidence that they were sponsors of terror. We just didn't like them.
But you said ease tensions. I don't know if that's a positive thing with this government. They don't really want to ease tensions.
Biden has only given broad details of his Cuba policy, but has indicated he would again relax any restrictions on Americans traveling to Cuba or sending money to family on the island.
Yay!
But he's still concerned about human rights there.
Okay. Okay.
Biden could then turn around and remove Cuba from the blacklist again. The blacklist again.
It just creates chaos.
But his State Department would need to undertake a formal review that declares the country has not been involved in terrorism over the previous 6 months.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then how does this make us look? There's a reason that a lot of this stuff doesn't get immediately overturned.
Well, it's
because it makes us look on the world stage like we're untrustworthy assholes, like the Paris Accord.
Yeah, we're problematic.
And the Iran deal.
Every 4 years, it could be, hey, guess what? Tom Cotton wants us out of the Paris Accord. Who's after Tom Cotton? I don't know. Donald Trump Jr.'s cum shot is president now. You know? No more Paris Agreement.
They don't know whether Pompeo will be designating Cuba.
Okay. Does Pompeo give a shit? Is he too busy delegating like household duties to his State Department staff? Is someone reprogramming the rumba?
Trump's tough stance on Cuba and its ally Venezuela was credited with wooing immigrant communities and helping him win Florida in last month's election with the Cuban community.
Right.
That apparently, ironically, voted for the fascist takeover guy because they are dumb or misinformed and think that that Biden's going to be a big socialist and turn into Castro.
Man, hey, listen, here is what a moderate Democrat president is going to do. I think what any Democratic president is going to do is get in the White House. Everything is fucked up. People are sick. People are dying. I have to figure out a way to get aid out the door. I have to figure out how to get everybody vaccinated. I imagine that's pretty much it. What else is there at this point? Give me that fucking shot, motherfucker. That's all we care about.
And the world burning up.
Yeah. But how do we do anything about the world burning up?
Well, right.
You know. And our government, our president is the one spreading this shit.
I think we're getting near that time here.
Oh, shit.
Do I have a quick video?
Okay.
I do.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can really hear. This person tweeted, I was just trying to buy some groceries at Erewhon Market when 50 anti-maskers stormed the entrance in a stampede. What the fuck? Please, everyone, stay safe. Wear a mask. That's Ira Brian Miller in Los Angeles.
What do we do about these guys? How do we, like, appeal to their some part? There must be humanity in a corner of a toenail or something that they could consider not doing this.
Police were called to the Erewhon Market in the Fairfax District after demonstrators pushed their way into the store and aggressively confronted employees and customers.
Yeah.
One protester said, "We're not here coughing everything, smearing everything. We just want to shop. We just want to take our own precautions that we've been doing all our lives. We'll be fine.
We'll be fine."
One woman yelled, "The masks do nothing," wearing a red MAGA hat. "That's why you can wear anything. I don't wear underwear over my face. I'll pull off my underwear right now and put them over my face."
You know what? That's actually a Christmas tradition in New Zealand. People on the morning of Christmas put underwear on their head.
Oh. Their own?
I mean, I think it's clean underwear. It's not, you know, it's, I don't know. No, it's other people's.
The protesters were ranting about various conspiracy theories and the recently approved vaccine. One woman in a MAGA hat yelling, "My body, my choice."
Then what are we supposed to do with you? Because ultimately, society is not going to want to always, you know, we want to get the vaccine. We want to get past the pandemic, right?
Right.
And you know.
It's baffling to me that these people have so much passion against that when it comes to another person's well-being, one witness said. Just a lot of yelling and pushing and antagonism. They caused a lot of anxiety.
I don't think people understand sometimes where we're at. I see us like it's the World Series. It's game 7. There's nothing to do. There's no other play. Put a mask on and stay home.
One person said there was a smugness, almost a performance art aspect to the whole thing. And that's what it is. You see these videos of these assholes flouncing through Walmart.
Flouncing.
Standing on top of a table full of jeans at fucking Costco with a megaphone saying, "They're taking away your freedoms. You don't understand it. They're taking away your freedoms."
Stop shooting out air bubbles.
Fucking
please.
Assholes.
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Maybe tomorrow. Check our social media, everybody. Crab Diving on the Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We'll let you know whether we're doing a show tomorrow or not. Oh, probably depends on if there's any news.
Right.
Otherwise, join us next Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, crabdiving.com. Ryan's on the social media at Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, at Rated R Comedy, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Stay safe, everyone. Happy New Year if we don't do this tomorrow. And, 21 fucking days.
Fuck Trump, baby!
You little son of a bitch. Socialist cocksucker.
Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondak. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy, Olivia Gondak. I've never said that in my life tour. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
Listen to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.